Elon Musk started SpaceX due to the US space program's decline. Elon Musk believes we should settle on Mars due to Earth's worsening climate crisis, seeing it as crucial for our survival as a species. His company, SpaceX, aims to develop spacecraft capable of making this ambitious journey. Musk envisions Mars as a new, sustainable habitat, where we can build a green world akin to a modern Eden. SpaceX, despite its youth, already boasts a significant history. Elon Musk grew disillusioned with the lack of ambition he observed in US space exploration. Looking around in SpaceX's early days, he observed NASA and other major aerospace companies and wondered, is this all? SpaceX's story began in 2000. Elon Musk was driving on the Long Island Expressway with fellow entrepreneur Edo Ressi. Musk had recently lost his job as CEO of PayPal, the company he helped start. While driving, Ressi asked Musk about his next plans. Musk's focus was on space exploration. However, he questioned if a private individual could succeed in this area. He wondered why the world of space exploration needed someone like him, given NASA's progress since the Apollo missions to the moon 3 decades ago. Wasn't NASA close to sending humans to Mars by now? Musk's vision takes flight. Later that day, Musk checked NASA's website for updates on its Mars missions. However, he couldn't find any information. This surprised him. To learn more, he started attending space conferences in California. It was there that he discovered the truth: NASA had no plans to send people to Mars anytime soon. Could someone like him make a difference? If NASA lacked ambition, maybe entrepreneurs would take on space exploration instead. Musk began dreaming big. He envisioned creating his rocket, and within 2 years, his plans gained momentum. Summoning top aerospace engineers to a meeting at the Renaissance Hotel in Los Angeles, Musk detailed his vision. Their response was dismissive. One even quipped, "Save your money, kid, and go sit on the beach." However, these engineers, experienced as they were, didn't know Musk. If anything, he'd become even more determined. He was going to construct his rocket. SpaceX started with a unique, dynamic approach. When Musk gathered top aerospace engineers at a Los Angeles hotel, not everyone was skeptical. Some, like Tom Mueller and Chris Thompson, were excited about the opportunity. Both Mueller and Thompson are up-and-coming figures in the aerospace field. Elon Musk founded his new company, Space Exploration Technologies, or SpaceX, on May 6, 2002. The goal was to create affordable, high-quality rockets quickly. Mueller and Thompson were among the earliest recruits and soon realized that things at SpaceX would be different. Firstly, Musk personally interviewed every single person hired by the company for its first 3,000 employees. This hands-on approach was crucial when launching a rocket-building business, ensuring the right team was in place. Elon Musk's interview style was quite unconventional. For instance, he once tested Phil Kassouf, a smart 21-year-old from war-torn Lebanon. SpaceX's innovative approach and learning culture. Musk gave him a riddle: imagine you're on Earth with a compass and a flag. The riddle went like this: you plant your flag, walk a mile south, then a mile east, then finally a mile north to find that you're back where you started. Where are you? Kassouf correctly answered, the North Pole. Impressed, Musk hired him on the spot. SpaceX stood out by encouraging experimentation and accepting mistakes, unlike many traditional aerospace firms. While competitors proceeded cautiously in their engineering processes, Musk urged SpaceX to innovate quickly, even if it meant breaking things along the way. Musk's methodical approach, however, involved starting with an idea and immediately moving to construct it. Regarding mistakes, SpaceX was ready to make them swiftly and learn from mistakes. From the start, SpaceX was efficient and focused on building rockets. Musk's predecessor failed in early space endeavors. Many aerospace experts initially dismissed Musk because they had seen similar wealthy individuals try and fail before. They viewed Musk as just another rich person pursuing a space dream, convinced he would not succeed. One person they often thought about in this context was especially influential in shaping their skepticism. George Koopman, who founded the American Rocket Company, or AMROC, in 1985, was a Vietnam War intelligence analyst. He also made training films for the military and coordinated stunts for Hollywood movies. Known for his vibrant personality, Koopman was friends with cultural icons and movie stars like Dan Aykroyd from Ghostbusters and Timothy Leary, a well-known advocate for LSD. Through Aykroyd, Koopman landed a role supervising stunts in the 1980 film The Blues Brothers. He shared Musk's goal of creating affordable rockets and making space travel routine, but with a focus on starting a space transport company instead of Mars. His vision for AMROC was akin to Federal Express, aiming to deliver packages to and from orbit. The rise and fall of AMROC. Several skilled aeronautical engineers joined AMROC, then later Elon Musk's team. James French, with 20 years at NASA, was one. Mike Griffin, who also worked with Musk years later, was another. Initially, everything seemed fine, but over time, the engineers began to view Koopman as more of a wheeler dealer than someone knowledgeable about rocket science. He used all the right technical words, but his understanding was superficial. Koopman had to rely on wealthy donors instead of government support and endless money for his project. To keep them happy, he exaggerated AMROC's progress, constantly telling them the rocket launch was just months away. AMROC struggled for years, but then things started looking up. The company agreed to launch U.S. Air Force rockets from Vandenberg, California. However, in 1989, Koopman died in a car crash. AMROC, already in bad shape, continued and announced its first test flight the same year. It ended in disaster, the rocket simply collapsed in flames. AMROC met a similar fate soon after. Its story serves as a clear example of why those in the rocket industry viewed Musk's new venture with caution and doubt. The U.S. Air Force's refusal led SpaceX to a distant island. SpaceX expected easy approval when they requested permission from the U.S. Air Force to launch from California's well-known Vandenberg site. Their application met all the required criteria. The Air Force had different plans. Back in the early 2000s, it was using Vandenberg for its rocket launches. They had spent $200 million to update the site. They wanted to use it for rockets made by Lockheed Martin, a big aerospace company. That's why the Air Force didn't want the new company to come in and maybe break all this new equipment. SpaceX's application seemed to disappear suddenly. It wasn't rejected, even though it met all requirements. Instead, it was indefinitely delayed. For a company known for its speed, this was unacceptable. SpaceX's journey to Kwajalein Atoll. Musk started exploring other places to launch rockets. One option was Omelik Island in the Marshall Islands, located in the middle of the Pacific Ocean, far from anywhere else. The island is part of the Kwajalein Atoll, often called Kwaj, which has been under U.S. military control for a long time. Over the years, Kwaj has been used extensively for missile tests. SpaceX chose Kwajalein for another reason. They had a deal with Malaysia to launch a satellite. However, flying the rocket over the U.S. mainland was not allowed, so they needed a different launch site. Kwajalein, a remote atoll in the Pacific, became the ideal choice. Elon Musk contacted the military leader overseeing Kwajalein. Initially, the officer thought Musk was crazy and hung up. Later, he looked up Musk online and decided to call him back. Following their meeting in Los Angeles, SpaceX gained access to Omelik Island on Kwajalein. The place was like a tropical paradise, with palm trees and clear seas full of fish. However, the army accommodation wasn't comfortable. The rooms smelled musty, and the only entertainment was from army TV sets that only had a few channels. Some SpaceX employees liked the atoll, while others didn't. Regardless of their feelings about Kwaj, the island would play a crucial role in SpaceX's journey. SpaceX's initial Kwaj launch faced issues. On Friday, March 24, 2006, about 6 years after Musk started SpaceX, his young company was set to launch its first rocket, called the Falcon 1. The launch was scheduled to happen on Omelik Island. After multiple tests and failed launch attempts, the day arrived for SpaceX to prove itself. The engineers had invested everything into the Falcon 1. Elon Musk was very excited to see his rocket launch, so he flew to the atoll in his private jet. He wasn't afraid to get his hands dirty, he had spent many long days and nights working on the rocket before. Early in the morning, SpaceX engineers headed to the launch control room on Omelik. Many of them rode bikes there in the ocean breeze. They got ready for the flight, did final checks, and there was a lot of excitement at the launch site. During the countdown, Musk was in the control room. Instead of focusing on his first rocket launch, he went over to Chris Thompson's console, one of the engineers he hired first, and started discussing future rocket materials. Just moments before liftoff, Musk seemed to lose interest in Falcon 1 and began talking about aluminum alloys. Musk, staying true to his character, always focused on the future, even during this remarkable moment. Community resilience in the face of failure. The SpaceX team watched as the Falcon rocket's flame burned brightly, climbing over the tropical island. Moments later, there was concern in the control room as the engine appeared to catch fire. The rocket stopped going up and eventually fell back to Earth. A camera feed from the launch pad showed burning pieces of metal crashing into the ocean. After 6 years of hard work, the failure of Falcon hit everyone at the company hard. That evening, Musk's brother Kimball, a professional chef, tried to lift their spirits by cooking a large bean and tomato stew while they all tried to drown the next morning. As the team returned to the launch site to check the damage, they discovered something heartwarming. Over 100 people, mostly civilians, had gathered at the port to assist with the salvage operation. Musk realized that launching rockets is tough. There would be more big failures ahead. But he wasn't about to give up now. SpaceX challenged the status quo boldly. Throughout SpaceX's history, Elon Musk often clashed with established industry players. Facing doubt from aerospace giants, the government, and the military, he tackled problems head-on. Musk aimed to shake up space exploration, pushing it forward after years of little progress. He never chose the easier path. In 2003, as SpaceX worked on the Falcon 1 rocket, Elon Musk organized a big event to announce the company's presence. He believed it was important to show the world what SpaceX could achieve and to let the established players know there was a new competitor. Musk also saw it as a chance to attract potential customers. Recognizing the impact of a powerful presentation, he chose to unveil the rocket in Washington, D.C., the heart of American influence. Persistence and triumph in the aerospace industry. The day after Thanksgiving in 2003, Musk drove the Falcon 1 to Washington, D.C. and parked it outside the National Air and Space Museum. The rocket, stretching 68 feet long, caught everyone's attention. Despite freezing weather that evening, Musk delivered a brief speech by the rocket. His goal to make a grand entrance was achieved. Later, when NASA chose Kistler Aerospace over him for a rocket building contract, Musk became furious. Kistler, led by Apollo veteran George Mueller, was outsourcing its NASA rocket development to big aerospace companies like Lockheed Martin and Northrop Grumman. Musk saw this as favoritism, with the established players taking care of their own. The contract wasn't open for bidding, which further fueled Musk's protest against NASA's decision. Many doubted Musk when he challenged NASA, fearing he would upset a potential future client. However, time proved him right. The U.S. Government Accountability Office found NASA's contract award unfair. As a result, Kistler lost its deal, and NASA started a new competition for building rockets. In August 2006, just as senior managers at SpaceX were getting worried about its finances, NASA called with the results of a big contract competition. Musk quickly gathered his team on the factory floor and said, "Well, we freaking won." SpaceX had to succeed after failures. SpaceX didn't give up after that failed first launch. Twice more, it tried to send Falcon 1 into orbit from OMLEC. Even though it had made progress on both attempts, the rocket never quite made it to space. In the eyes of its governmental and commercial clients, Musk's company was unable to perform as advertised. SpaceX urgently needed success on its fourth try. And there were more immediate reasons than just reputation and PR. Musk's funds were running low. In 2008, SpaceX set the crucial fourth launch for September 29. During the journey to Quadge aboard a large C-17 military aircraft, carrying the Falcon 1, disaster struck. Engineers heard sudden popping sounds and hurried to find the rocket collapsing, resembling a crushed soda can. Changes in air pressure were damaging their spacecraft. One of SpaceX's team members, Zach Dunn, entered the rocket and released the built-up pressure. Immediately, the rocket started to depressurize. The dents on its surface soon smoothed out. The rocket suffered severe damage. SpaceX's historic Falcon 1 launch. With just days left before its planned launch, the team had to completely dismantle and rebuild it. They worked tirelessly in the hot, tropical weather. Musk's team of skilled engineers worked harder than ever before, taking the rocket apart, repairing it, and putting it back together. During Falcon 1's pre-launch tests, it passed with flying colors. Despite being damaged, the team quickly repaired it and made it ready for orbit in just days. On September 29, as launch day approached, the team understood that success was critical. The rocket had to launch successfully, or it could mean the end for SpaceX. The mood in the launch control room on Quadge was a mix of determination and nervousness. Musk and some of his colleagues stayed in LA to watch the launch on a live broadcast. The countdown started. Then, the rocket launched. It climbed higher and higher without stopping this time. After 8 years, SpaceX successfully put a rocket and its cargo into orbit. They did it. Elon Musk, the former internet entrepreneur who grew disillusioned with the state of space exploration, transformed his ambitious visions into real achievements. Key points. 1. Identify situations or feelings that lead to unwanted behaviors. 2. Reward yourself for progress to encourage consistent behavior. 3. Substitute negative behaviors with positive, healthier actions. 4. Keep a journal or use apps to monitor habits and improvement. 5. Practice desired behaviors daily to form new habits over time. 6. Share your goals with friends, family, or mentors for accountability.